Welcome to the 23rd Annual Shecky Awards. From beautiful Los Angeles, California. Now here's your host, Dave Damashek.
Hi and hello, and welcome to the Dave Damashek Football Program, presented as always by Head & Shoulders. Happy holidays, football fans and fans of the game of life. Today we set aside mostly the great sport of pro football in favor of the aforementioned game of life. Yes, 2018 is just about closed and committed to history, but not before we hand out the Shecky Awards. As you may or may not know, the Oscars take care of the movies. Almost. I have a couple movie-related items. The Emmys take care of TV. The Grammys take care of music and so on. Damashek is here with the Shecky Awards to fill in all the other blanks that exist in our society. Let's get to it right away. Let's start off by saying hello to everyone here assembled in Studio 66 for this grand occasion, the 23rd-ish annual Shecky Awards. First, we say hello to everybody behind the glass, all the great work there. Emma VP, marvelous work in advance of this special occasion.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for dressing
up. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, you got that. I mean, like, you even have, like, your T-shirt looks almost like a football shirt.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for.
Good, great, great. Thank you for honoring the event here. And Eddie Spaghetti, he wore his hat backwards.
I didn't want to do my hair today. I'm heading to an airplane, so it's too much gel. I don't need that.
Fair enough. So noted, Bill Burr gets Eddie Spaghetti to do his hair for him. The Shecky Awards, hat backwards.
Correct.
Back
yes.
to it. Here in Studio 66, my main man all the way from London, England. He is our resident Miami Dolphins fan. And yet again, a nominee for a Shecky Award. It's Handsome Hank. Hello, handsome. I before you begin speaking, I want to also say, even before the announcement of the Shecky that you're nominated for this year, it's been a banner 2018 for you, because as those who listened or watched the Pie Off 7, you got the great honor of going forward. The Peisman Trophy is now going forward known as the Handsome Hank. So
yeah,
congratulations.
That is a great honor. Almost, I think, probably the second greatest honor I could have got on that day. The greatest, obviously, being my pie actually winning the Handsome Hank
right.
Trophy.
Are you raw about
probably,
that steal?
I am
steal
a little bit because there are a number of people, two of them sitting right there behind the glass, who believe that I was robbed of the trophy. I hope, of my trophy.
I hope you know that you're being a little naive and maybe willfully so. They're two liars. Do you think either one of them thought your pie was the best? They didn't.
Here's the deal. Eddie and Emma lie to you because you're their boss. Mm. They don't lie to me because I'm their friend.
All right. Well, they have other friends in the office, apparently, who they've spoken with, who also have informed me, well, Eddie and Emma said I should have won Pie Off. And that's been told to me by at least three of the competitors.
They lied to those people, too.
Okay.
But for me, they always tell the truth.
Okay. Now let's also say hello to one half of the greatest radio show in all the land.
Don't butter me up. I don't want to hear it.
He's on
Game
Theory.
I don't want to hear it.
He is the voice of your Los Angeles Chargers. Still destined for Super Bowl 53.
I'm here under protest.
Dressed like Don Jr.
Why would I dress up?
Out in the wilderness.
I'm not here to defend my title, my back-to-back title. I had shirts printed up with a three-peat. I paid for the trademark to Pat Riley. And all of a sudden, I'm told, because I have some sort of inflammatory opinion of fruit.
Are you no longer eligible.
He's taking a break from cutting down Christmas trees for you.
Are you among the literal dozens of humans who've consumed the Sheck Report at some point over the last 8-9 years?
I'd say I'm among the dozens, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you understand the rule that I lay out at the very top each time I do it.
That sure doesn't mean I like it.
I didn't do this to you.
No.
You did this to you.
No, you did this to me.
You sat down.
You did this to me.
A week before the Shecky Awards, you decide that's the time to start weighing in with your garbage takes about
garbage.
The pear and the mango.
That
deserves consideration
garbage.
For the greatest, for the granddaddy
yes. Yes,
of all
does.
Shecky Awards,
Listen,
the fruit of the year.
Here's what I'll tell you. We live in a society today, people. I want you to listen, and maybe if you can find some patriotic music playing behind me, gee darn it, where all we want in our lives is a damn echo chamber, all right? Journalism has splintered, and we want to read, and we want to watch whatever it is that affirms what we believe. We no longer are willing to take on an opposing opinion and maybe consider that what we've thought all along isn't actually what is right. And we open our minds and we broaden our horizons to accept others and say, it's been a while since I tried that on for size. Why don't I give it a go? No. Instead, I make mention of a pair and all of a sudden you shut it down. Have you had a pair since? Have you tried one since?
Jaw-dropping.
Do you know how they make
pairs? Jaw-dropping levels of hypocrisy.
Yes, they plant seeds. They water trees. They grow.
They get a kid to eat. You know how kids eat apples? Like a little kid eats like an apple and then there's two. They're like, I finished with that and there's like 2/3 of an apple left. They get those. Then on the hottest day of the year, they take them all to the beach, throw them in the sand, leave them for an hour so they get soft and yet hard because of the sand and grit that gets in them.
Keep going.
And then they put them on trees.
Is that
say,
literally
that's
true?
A pair.
Is that literally true?
That's literally true.
True, that's
yes.
Literally what they
that's
do.
How they make pears.
Hey, Hank.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Oh, money. Wow.
Fine. By the way, I mean, who's money to come in here and start talking about expanding your horizons?
I'm a two-time Shecky winner.
Chairman Mounty
is who I am.
Chairman Mounty likes to come in and tell everybody what they are and are not allowed to put on their wieners.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, you can
take these back, right, Dave? You can take his old trophies back again. Surely that works.
I already threw
it's
the
not
other
my
two
way.
In a fireplace.
It would be in
I
the
burned
spirit.
Them. They're in the ether.
Hey, you know what? That's all rearview mirror stuff. Let's jump in, and as we go along, perhaps there will be opportunity for Handsome. He's whet the appetite for a story Handsome Hank has, because just before we started, he recalled meeting me.
He dropped the hammer.
8 years ago and saying that I did not make a good first impression. I will say this jacket is 9 years old because I got it before my first day at NFL Network doing the NFL Fantasy Live show on Sunday morning, so I thought it appropriate to wear today.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yes.
If only you'd worn that when I first met you, we might have.
I might have made a better impression
when we first.
Well, I was fortunate enough, as I am each and every year here at the NFL.
Has it been tailored since? Did they
let it out?
Did they let it out a little bit?
What?
Maybe they should.
Ceremonial attempt to button the jacket.
Here we go.
Could you button that 9 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
That button is definitely straining.
It's
never had to work harder. The hardest working button in
I'm going to leave it like
building.
That.
It's not that bad. William Howard Taft. Maybe it comes to
at
mind.
This point, at this point, I
yeah,
might like.
Stand back, money. If that comes off, that's going
to
hurt.
Right to the eye.
I might just stick right there on life. Like that, as I move into the second half of my existence optimistically, I'm looking for what the headstone's going to say on it. Not that bad. I'll take that right now.
Exactly.
I'll sign up for
it's going to get right now.
The jacket still fits.
Now,
there you go. Another good one.
Barely, but it fits. But technically, he's in it. Right.
Yeah. If they bury you in that, I'm not sure it's going to work.
All right. Like I say, I get to sit down and meet and some of the great rising stars and the current superstars in pro football. That brings us to the 2018 Shecky Award for Best Football Playing Guest. This is the current NFL. These are the players from whom we choose. It's not, you cannot be a retired player at this point. There's another award for that one. The nominees are.
The nominees for the Best Football Playing Guest are Leighton Vander Esch.
I was thinking, I was like, okay, don't answer on the first ring. Because you're like, that looks like I'm desperate.
Antonio Brown.
B, this is the one. This is the one. Go.
I like that. I'm sure a lot of guys on the couch think they could come play football. So they realize the commitment and you know, how it feels till they get hit by a D lineman who's been lifting a lot of weights.
That's right.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
I mean, you can't help it. You're just trying to win, right?
Josh Rosen.
Do I have to go to a big bank to deposit this, or can I?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
I got you.
Chris Long.
Listen, I admire him a lot, but I wouldn't feel bad if I hit him.
Will you be like, I'm sorry about this, Tom?
No.
Whew, you know. Tough competition there, you know, really spanning the 12 months of the never-ending pro football
season. You got the young and the old. You got first-year players who still have many years to win this esteemed award and perhaps one that is in his final season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, as a vain person, and that should be understood by any long-time or even short-termer in the Czech Republic, that all things pivot off of Dave's vanity. And so you could see some of the players going right at what they know Damashek likes there. Mm-hmm.
Late laughing Vander at you.
Kid, you know, like, yeah, a lot of people have been talking about how Vander Esch is
still wet behind the ears.
But they
No. That was a veteran move.
To call back.
To laugh at Dave's joke.
No, what happened there was Vander Esch sat with us here in Studio 66.
I know, Dave.
And I told him, don't, when they call you to tell you you're drafted, do not answer it on the first ring. And then the Cowboys, America's team, Jerry Jones, is calling him to tell him, hey, we drafted you in the first round. And Jalen Vander Esch reports, when it rang, I thought, don't answer it on the first ring. Dave told me not to. Your 2018 Czechie Award winner for our favorite football playing guest is Chris Long.
Oh.
He's on his way out. I mentioned my vanity. And at one of the great professional moments of his life, moments after he pulls off, he's a big part of pulling off the impossible, vanquishing Tom Brady on the big stage. Literally minutes after that game is completed, the green and white confetti is falling from above. He's celebrating, rejoicing with Howie, his little boy, and extended family and teammates. And I see Chris Long, and he says to me, hey, you picked us to win. I appreciate that.
Hello. Hey, Chris Long, you did it, my man.
You picked us.
You must win.
You picked us.
Did you say anything to
Only
Brady?
Only guy in the country that picked us. I don't know if you stuck with it, but you're still my guy.
I did. Mazel tov, man. Really happy
you,
for
bro.
You. Love you getting that.
That suits my vanity.
That's what sewed it up.
That's why you get the 2018 Czechie Award, Chris Long. And we also
it's not really
Award.
About you, Chris Long.
No,
I think we discovered it's more about Dave. But
they are the Czechies.
Yeah, they're
the not
Czechies.
The Longies.
They're not the Longies.
They're the Czechies.
Right.
I mean, yeah, right. That's.
Let's put that in the post, then.
You set the tone.
Have we?
Or do you? Will you just keep it?
I think we're. We'll get that out to Chris Long, ASAMP. Next up, ooh, this is a good.
He's going to be excited about.
You guys are going to love this. This one. This is something that Matt Money Smith has really championed every step of the way.
Me
it's
too.
Kent Brown's mom.
This is mine. Don't take it from me.
Enjoy this one a lot, Money. This is about as close as you're going to get here. Kent Brown's mom's voicemail of the year. Kent Brown, of course, one of our producers here at NFL Media. He's from Pittsburgh, PA. His mom is a lovely woman who has the quintessential Pittsburgh accent and leaves him voicemails late at night. Basically, they almost always come down to reviews of TV and movies that she has just consumed and just gives Kent a heads up on how she feels.
Or general neighborhood news.
Well, yeah, well, someone's dead. Yeah,
general neighborhood news.
Well, guess who died?
Here they are. Kent Brown's mom's voicemail of the year.
The nominees for Kent Brown's mom voicemail of the year are guess who died?
Hey, guess who died? Wade Bulger. I didn't know. I mean, I knew he got arrested. I remember that. They said it's a mysterious death.
Who's the guy in Bohemian Rhapsody?
Hey, Kent, who's the guy that's in Bohemian Rhapsody? Who's playing that lead guy, Freddie Mercury, from that Queen?
Bachelorette recap.
There's still a half hour for the show, but she picked the guy that I liked. She picked Garrett and not Blake. And then that Blake took it so hard.
The Darkest Hour.
Yeah, Ken, guess what I just rented? I rented The Darkest Hour. It was about 2 hours long. You know what? I can understand why he won the Academy Award. He was fabulous. Yeah, I mean, I didn't really understand all the war about England and Germany and France, and I guess that Dunkirk was part of it. Okay, but I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye.
That's great.
So good.
Woo! Ooh, there's another movie in that movie.
You know what?
What, five? Can we just send her five of these for those five voicemails?
How can you pick a winner?
You can.
She should get one every week.
What's your favorite
in the post.
There?
I hadn't heard the last one, but I do. My favorite one is Guess Who Died Because of the Pause.
Yeah.
And then the, oh my God.
As an olive branch, I'd like for Matt Money Smith. He, like I say, has enjoyed these as much as anyone has. And I'd like him to reward
while we may differ,
Brown's mom.
Well, we may differ on our opinions on many things. I do believe it is universal, unanimous. We are all in agreement on which voicemail is Kent Brown's mom's voicemail of the year, and that is, and please, we ask you, guess who died, to put yourself on Kent's side of the guess who died voicemail, where you listen and your mother, who is in advanced age, says guess who died and then pauses enough
gives
for you
it a beat.
Have your stomach drop and your heart sink, only to find out that it's Whitey Bulger, not, you know, a relative, a loved one, but just Whitey Bulger. Who she was.
She'd heard he got picked up.
She knew he had been locked up. But, yeah, so congratulations, Kent Brown's
did
mom.
It, Kent Brown's mom.
Your guess best. Who died voicemail.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Some technical awards. That ceremony was held earlier in the week. I'll go through some of those quickly here. Best at pie off, Tara Deeker won that. Yeah, she won for her salted caramel.
Controversial.
Pecan with a pretzel crust. It was very good. The Sonic Award is for newcomers. I started doing this, and I forget what year it was. I think it was 2008. Seattle, Washington lost Kevin Durant, Rookie of the Year. Their basketball team, the Sonics, leave Seattle and moves to Oklahoma City. At the same time, the Mariners, right off of 116 wins or whatever it was, were supposed to be really good. They were garbage. The Seahawks were junk. The Washington and Wazoo, the regional football teams, won one combined game between themselves, and that was when one beat the other.
Beat the other in the Apple Cup.
It occurred to me this has got to be the worst city to be a sports fan in that year, and ever since we've handed it out. I wish I had the list of all the people. And just so everybody knows that I'm not overly biased, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania did win it a couple of years back. It was a particularly dark year. A lot of good nominees this year. Last year, Cincinnati won. The Red Legs, the Bungles, you know, that pretty straightforward stuff. Do you have any city in mind where you wouldn't want to be a sports fan in 2018, Handsome Hank or Matt Money Smith?
Detroit comes to mind. They built that new arena for the Pistons. Nobody's going. The Tigers are not good. The Lions are trash. University of Michigan gets beat by Ohio State again. The Red Wings are not good, you know, after being great for 2 decades straight.
Matt Patricia, days. Damashek got seduced.
Yep.
Didn't work out. It's Detroit.
It is.
Michigan. Yeah, Detroit, Michigan. Because
you're welcome, Detroit.
I'm Jim Harbaugh. I mean, throw that into the mix as well. Don't forget about that one.
What's he done?
He lost Urban Meyer in Ohio State. This was the year that they had to do it, and they couldn't do it. It's terrible. Terrible times to be a sports fan up in the Motor City. Okay, now we can proceed. Best color. I hadn't really thought about this one, even though it's eggshell. That's right. I like that. I like that nice light shade of blue. A little bit of turquoise mixed in. 2018 Jenga piece. Some great candidates this year. That's Tyreek Hill. The Jenga piece is, of course, setting QBs aside, in pro football, if you take the wrong piece out of the equation, the entire team will implode. There were some good nominees this year. Zach Martin would be up there. MVP, do you remember who else we considered? Ultimately, we have decided to go with Tyreek Hill, the cheetah. Yes, Patrick Mahomes in his breakout. Think about that Chiefs offense if you remove Tyreek Hill from it. I don't think it would be nearly as gangbusters. And I think it would certainly still be a strong offense, but he made splashy plays week in and week out. And a guy like that is rare to continually loom large in big pro football games.
I'm trying to think of who else I might. I think I might put Aaron Donald up in there just because that defense has been so bad. But Aaron Donald has been able to come up with like a lot of big plays to sort of mask how bad that defense has been.
Derwin James, I considered, is a rookie, a rare rookie.
Derwin James.
Rookie Jenga.
Think of the difference he's made, huh?
Yeah, no question. I think you got it right. I think Tyreek, because it changes everything. You're terrified that he's going to beat you deep, and that's what allows all that underneath and Andy Reid to screen you to death.
Remember when it used to be Gronkowski all the time?
Every year.
And now he's gone. He's taking himself out of the mix.
That's right. Handsome, do you want to throw anyone
out? No, I think Tyreek is the right choice.
Good one.
Actually.
Oh, good. All right.
Well done, you.
Thank you. All right, so now we're back to the proper awards here, and we are to... Whew, one of the most contentious of all categories. I can't believe it. MVP has really structured this in such a way that even here in... Is this the first act or have we moved into the second act?
This is the first act.
Oh, it is. Okay. Here we go. Best non-football playing guest and, like I say, heady competition.
The nominees for Best Non-Football Playing Guest are Will Brinson.
The Atlanta Falcons playing at their home stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. They will ring home their own black and red and probably silver, a little bit confetti.
Doom.
The championship. I think everything is going to click together for them, Dave.
Mo Damashek.
He's a very, very nice boy, but no contest. No contest at all.
I win that one, too.
You win that one, too.
I'll be honest with you. I was not worried.
And funnier, you.
Really?
Well, to me, yeah. I mean, what do I know?
Sorry, fella.
Bald Brian.
They were married in real life.
They were married for 5 years. 5 years they were married.
I love it. It had to have come up at some point, right?
Mina Kimes.
Well, we haven't seen Phil get the chance in the big game. We don't know.
If you don't get the chance in the postseason to screw.
I love old man Rivers, and I'll make excuses for him all day.
Look at this.
I'll make excuses for
him. I love him, too.
Bill Burr.
They should send you back in time just to get your ass kicked on a playground for that one.
You know, it's so sad. Again, my vanity requires that my eyes go to me and that I wear the exact same shirt every single one. Boy, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. Spaghetti, I'm guessing you're going Bill Burr?
No, surprisingly not.
No.
Bill, look, he's one of my 3 to 5 all-time favorite human beings on the planet, and that's not going to change. But I think the best non-football playing guest we had on, and in terms of how gracious she was towards me, even after we recorded and stuff, was Mina Kimes. I thought the chemistry was really, really, really good, and I hope she comes back for more.
So good to see Eddie. Good to see that. Eddie taking your example and making it all about him. She was nice to him, and therefore she's the best guest.
I learned from the best. So.
MVP.
I'm going Kimes after Kimes, and for her analysis, you know.
Yeah, that's
she really, it. She really knows the game.
And MVP. Should she smile more, though?
Maybe. Yeah. Why is she
MVP enjoyed her on the broadcast. Make sure you check out that. That's another thing that's made.
Best new podcast of the year.
That's right. I was going to say
Well,
You know what? Is that a category?
It's MVP? Not, but you know what? You're a Sheck, and this is the Shecky, so.
You know what? You know what? The nominees for Best New Podcast of 2018, the broadcast. And the winner is Daves of Thunder.
Wow.
So
okay.
Good. But you were nominated.
Well, that's nominee. Good. I was nominated.
Put that on a resume.
Yep.
The winner of the best non-football playing guest in 2018, it's Mo Damashek.
Of course it is.
Your mother.
Of course
God.
It is.
Of course. We don't have to belabor that.
Yeah. Right.
Congratulations, Mo. This one's coming at you. Oh, she's going to love this.
She's going to love it. Do you know why?
Look how svelte my son is.
Yeah. He's
look
funny
at his
as well.
Trim tummy.
He's so funny.
Slug, you look great. You have your own trophy.
Congratulations, Mom.
Yeah, well done. It is.
Why don't you have a trophy of your own, Henry?
I do.
Why does that rubbish fatty have one and not you?
I do have one. It's named after me. It's for pies.
What am I talking
about? Look at that. Touché.
Touché. Bitten by my own snake. All right, here we go. The Czech Republic's Choice Award, our favorite. What is this one? This is the favorite non-football playing colleague.
These are the regulars, right? These are the regulars,
right? Yeah. And unfortunately, Matt Money Smith had been a nominee until last week's attack.
Whatever
of the apple
wasn't an attack.
And promotion of Mank.
Wasn't an attack.
You attacked the apple. You attacked the apple, sir.
I point out that it has been genetically modified so many times over because people don't like apples, and they have to keep taking a crack at it until they finally come up with something that people are like, oh, yeah, this is good.
They keep making.
So humankind has been as well. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Just because you're 6'4" and square-jawed and handsome doesn't mean you have to pile on the two of us,
right. Well,
him for being fat and me for being weird-looking. I don't appreciate it, all right, Hank?
Not both of you.
Fatty and skinny legs on either side of them. Henry, you're just right!
An evolutionary miracle, my boys!
Exactly.
But by the way, Money, so yes. What? That's why they make Batman and Spider-Man movies over and over again, you see?
How do you feel about that.
They don't make Hawkman, you see?
They should.
Average man.
With those sweet sunglasses.
Let's get to it. Our favorite. I voted. Did you? Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Hank.
Let's see.
He insults you the most out of everybody.
The nominees for the Czech Republic's Choice Award are Handsome Hank.
Now, Dave, this is probably going to hurt a fair amount. These are big scissors. For me, this is my personal opinion. It's a little over piquant.
Matt Money Smith.
That's the voice of Matt Money Smith, everybody.
All right, that's right. Thank you. Like, imagine them driving their car, slamming their fist into the Senate Council, yelling to themselves about why Carson Wentz isn't ranked higher.
Cole Wright.
In this pie game, you have to be confident.
If you don't love yourself, who will?
Patriots.
Patriots won. Win. Are they in the win?
Win. Place would be San Francisco, and show would be your Steelers.
Oh, come on.
Patrick Claibon.
And that wasn't the only defensive lapse. There were three or four touchdowns that Patrick Mahomes left on the board against the Patriots. I'm not...
Yep.
I don't believe that this is the typical Belichick Patriots defense.
Lindsey Rhodes.
The fact that they turn that whole one true love trope on its head and you're not expecting it, and that the payoff is that your one true love could be your sister. That is what could save you, that it doesn't have to be the guy. Yep. I thought was brilliant.
Powerful stuff from Lindsey Rhodes.
That really was.
She turned me
around. I learned a lesson that day.
Yeah, right. I didn't think she took me off my spot and made me reconsider things. Frozen is actually a good message for young girls. I previously had thought it was the worst message you could possibly send to a little girl. But in fact, she said, you don't need a man, you see. You just need the love.
Girl power.
Girl power. That's how it ends up. We don't need to open an envelope on this one because the Czech Republic has voted online. And your winner, Emma VP.
Handsome Hank.
Yeah, there we go.
Congratulations.
Wow.
There you go. Whichever one you
just
want.
Choose one.
Whichever one you want.
I'm going to take the one closest to me. My mom told me to do that.
You have to make a speech or anything?
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you. I mean,
Keep it short.
First of all, an honor to be nominated. Secondly, you know, these other people, Matt Money Smith, you know, he's on the radio. He's the voice of the Chargers, all that stuff. Cole Wright does some things on TV. Lindsey Rhodes, obviously, one of the faces of NFL Network. Patrick Claibon is the news guy.
He's the arm takesman, too.
Honestly, if I could have had two votes... I probably would have voted myself twice, but uh-huh. Patrick would have been next. I don't have anything else in my life. This is it for me. So I feel like I'm really happy. Thank you, Dave.
Between this and the Handsome Hank Trophy, is this the best?
This
year
is actually
of your
the
life?
Second. No, I've got one of these in my office already. And
can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Since he pulled me out of the voting, do you feel like maybe it's just, you know, maybe doesn't mean as much
tarnish.
As I wasn't.
I literally never.
A lot of times,
that.
You know,
funny when I looked at the list, and there were four names that
just,
people could have voted.
I wasn't there.
I was
there.
Like,
could have voted.
I was like,
me.
There's no one missing. This is comprehensive.
Because I hear, you know, like when the playoffs are here,
right.
You'll always hear the teams that are deserving of the Vince Lombardi. They'll say, "Oh, we don't want an easy path. We want to play the best.
Yeah.
We don't want a wild card team to take out the number one seed.
Right.
We want to face the best and know that we were the best that year." You clearly don't subscribe to that thing.
No, not at all. I mean, but I hadn't even considered you, but it's been maybe next year you'll get nominated.
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, by the
way. Enjoy it, by the way.
A little bit of
how can you not?
Related business. We do have to get one of those trophies to Will Brinson, the 2017 winner of this esteemed category. And he is bellyaching from his home in North Carolina.
I'd send him mine, but
dressed
I threw
up
him
like
in
a fancy
fireplace.
Man. Dressed up in his seersucker jacket, wiping away the tears because he still hasn't gotten his trophy. Let's fix that soon, shall we? All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
You're leave? What are you talking about? You can't
go. I got
the
trophy. I'm out.
No. You can stay for a little while.
I really can't. I'll give you one more award, Dave, if you want to.
Well,
but otherwise I'm out.
You got to blow. It's a little,
I'm going to blow.
That's bad form.
I got a trophy. I'm gone. What else is there?
What do you have to do? What do you got?
I got to get out of here.
Okay.
Henry, that was quite
rude. See what you've done? I hope you're happy about your choice you made.
You know what? I actually recall exactly this happening when Money won the trophy last year. And that's what inspired me.
Precedent was set.
There's a precedent for this one.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dave.
All the best, Handsome Hank. All right. Here we go. This is a fun category. Best movie that I watched this year. This is not necessarily a movie that was released that I went to the theater or watched from home. This is just a movie that I could
literally
see in the calendar.
Best movie you watched this year.
Let's get to the nominees.
The nominees for the best movie that Dave watched this year are Goodfellas, Incredibles 2, Black Panther, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, I mean, come on.
It was great to sit and watch that movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme-ishek and
same
and
feeling.
Oprah.
It was same
feeling. It was a great thing. Goodfellas, though. By the way, as a side note, I can't even tell you what the title of the song is, but I also like to do a Christmas song, and the best one is the one that plays right after the
heist.
The heist, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that Christmas song. Also, I'd like to add Solo to the list there, if I can, belatedly. Your 2018 checky for the best movie I watched this year goes to, really came down to Goodfellas and Raiders of the Lost Ark, but I got to go with Raiders.
I'm
watching it with the young ones and having them love it, the boot. All right, let's get to some more technical awards, shall we? Best residual cereal.
Love mode. This category.
It's a really fun one, and unfortunately this year I had no cereal. I did not have one bowl
of
cereal.
Not one bowl? I eat a lot of cereal.
I don't want to jive you. Worst new uniform.
Yes, you don't care what I think.
I do, but we're okay. Going through. It's the Tennessee Titans. I don't think history is going to smile on the choice to abandon the
And
helmet.
I like shades of blue.
Yeah. Best sense of the year? Taste.
Taste.
Taste. I like to eat food, you know, and okay. So I enjoy, of the five senses, taste gives me a lot of satisfaction.
What about the sixth sense, Dave?
I don't even know what that means.
No, me either.
Now, what were you telling us about? What would be your choice for best residual cereal milk?
This year for me, it would be Apple Jacks. And it was I enjoyed it at like a Holiday Inn Express or something when I was on the road, and they had one of those little mini boxes of Apple Jacks. And I was like, oh, I haven't had Apple Jacks in a while. And that is the best, because they get those little candies that will fall off the rings in that cereal milk, and it's delicious.
I'm coming around on this Matt Money Smith fellow. Mm. That's right. That's your 2017 best residual cereal milk winner. That's exactly right. All right, Flake It or Make It. We're doing it. Okay, me and Matt Money Smith, Flake It or Make It, presented by Head & Shoulders. This is, Matt Money Smith, our evaluation of who is your 2018 NFL MVP, or at least in a world of justice, who should win it. We'll start it off with Drew Brees. Flake It or Make It, Matt Money Smith.
I'll go Flake It. I think in the first 8 games of the season, everybody said, okay, it's about time. This guy needs an MVP. He's got the numbers. Let's give it to him. But just the last 4 games or so, he's been not just average, but pretty bad in a few games. So I think that cost him the MVP.
Agreed. Patrick Mahomes.
Probably make it. I think it's hard to argue with 4,300 passing yards.
This is your vote, though, Matt.
Oh, my personal vote.
Your personal vote.
Ah, boy. If I had to guess, I think the Seahawks get him. I think the Seahawks get him up in Seattle, so I'm going to go Flake It.
All right. This is clearly recorded before that game, so Matt Money Smith will either have egg on his face or look like a genius.
Chances are I'll have the egg on my face.
Aaron Donald and Phil Rivers, your other two nominees, likely, when it all is said and done, that is who the voters will actually be choosing from, I suspect. Aaron Donald, you're flaking, and Phil Rivers, high as you are on old man Rivers, as we all are at this point, rooting for him to make some hay in the postseason, I think. Your flake it or make it NFL MVP 2018 Shecky Award winner is Patrick Mahomes. Let's not overthink it, everybody. Let's not be such vapid cynics that we have to react 4 minutes after the arrival of a splashy star, the likes of which we've not seen in 15 or 25 years. He's been electric. The Chiefs' story this season has been dynamite no matter what happens going forward. It's Patrick Mahomes. Most overused check.
Oh, my favorite category.
2018. Take it away there, MVP.
The nominees for the most overused check bit are asking every guest every show about Le'Veon Bell.
You talked to before week one, or before the Sunday game at least, to Le'Veon Bell.
The 26 is riding the jet ski up the Mississippi River as we speak. No Le'Veon Bell, we know that much. So you want to do the elephant in the room? What do you have to say? Any update on 26 for us?
I have no update.
Le'Veon Bell. I have one more question for you about Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, reiterating preseason Chargers prediction.
I am going to stick with my preseason pick, and not just because it was my preseason pick, only 98%
that's
of the
so
reason.
Good.
I'm going to stick with the Chargers.
You pick the Chargers.
Yeah. You don't be sleeping on those Chargers, Maurice. And then the other one, the one I'm sticking with, the Chargers.
Calling attention to own sloppy physique.
Oh, look at that. What a pig. What a sow I am. Don't shake your head. Don't you see?
And Thanksgiving's on the way.
It hasn't happened yet because it really looks like it already. Anyhow,
I thought you were worried about this.
I'm fine.
I gained 62 pounds if I lived there for 1 month.
I got the, probably more impressive.
Got the bona fides. See, well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I could eat donuts for days.
Give me the gunslinger.
Farvel with Roethlisberger.
Is that right?
By far. Well, I saw first
gunslinger.
I saw two.
Obviously, the gunslingers are the right choice here.
He's definitely got some gunslinger to him.
They now stand as two of the best examples of the much mythologized gunslinger.
That's good stuff. Good stuff, MVP.
Thanks.
Now, does she get to pick?
Me talking. Out of context, me just lazing on a couch talking to David Shaw
from Stanford. Of all the coaches of a Division I program, it's the guy from Stanford.
What a buffoon. What a fat buffoon I am. All right, MVP, take it away.
Oh, man, it was a tough year. There's a lot of overused bits. As you just heard, the winner's going to have to go to talking to every guest, every show about Le'Veon Bell. It was incessant. It would never stop.
Interesting.
Okay, Tuesday we had three guests. Every single guest gets asked about Le'Veon Bell. Thursday, every guest gets asked about Le'Veon Bell. Even we talked to a guest last week. Le'Veon's not in the league this year.
It's a big story.
Uh-huh.
Well done, Emma.
Moving along. Next category, Best Investigation of the Year.
The nominees for the Best Investigation of the Year are What Happened After Super Bowl 49?
I do think that, you know, the team would have bought in more into what Coach Carroll was saying. So I think guys started kind of questioning him a little more so than actually following his lead if we would have won that Super Bowl.
Le'Veon Bell's holdout.
He said to me, it was like, people think that I don't like Pittsburgh. I don't like James Conner. I don't like these guys. He's like, yes, I was disappointed they went out and spoke about my contract, understandably so. He was like, but I still want them to do well. They're still guys that I work with and that I've put in this extra work with blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I still expect them, I still want them to do well.
Will Tom Brady retire this season?
I think there will be a walk-off if he wins this year a Super Bowl. I think it won't be 45 years old. I think he'll walk off and say, the game's been amazing to me, and now I'm going to figure something else out.
Why wasn't Ken Brown invited to Big Bear?
It's time to get at it, and it is the truth.
Hot tub, they got some booze, they got, you know, a lit fire, things could go in any direction. So I was excited about the whole group getting together, then I found out it wasn't.
There's definitely some secretiveness going on.
It's the best.
Best investigation.
By the way, the man at the center of that controversy, no longer with us. Just couldn't show his face around the old Studio 66 anymore. It's not allowed. Like, I better get out of here. So that's some fallout there.
Your best investigation of 2018, the Shecky goes to. Yeah, what happened in Tahoe? I mean, obviously.
Damn right.
With the Le'Veon Bell thing's resolved itself. This
party house
hangs over.
Bunch
it's
of
like
friends.
A black cloud.
Guy has since left for another place of employ.
Yeah.
You know, all Kent's got are his mom's voicemails now.
Sully is gone. He's run off to
a lot of drama.
Yeah.
I hate that this got brought back up.
I hate that this got brought back up. I had just buried
it. All I'm going to say is
it's the holidays. We got emotions over here, okay?
Because it's not I hate that I was involved in this, and there's a lot of fallout from it. But all I'll say is that
you're the one
myself
who caused
and Kent.
It.
No, I did not cause it. I did not cause it because I'm the closest here with Kent. I went to two Notre Dame games with them.
None of you are friends with Kent like I am.
That was 6 months later, just so everyone knows, that you went to the football game.
I've got emotions, too.
I didn't book the house. Didn't book the house.
Yeah,
so
but you sent out the e-vite.
Did not.
You invited your two friends who no one else knew.
No, that's not true. Everyone did know them.
And peripherally.
How's everything going with those guys now?
You know the answer to that.
Not well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Fallout, yeah. He left Kent Brown behind, and it turns out
What do you know?
He left the wrong people behind. Or he brought the wrong people.
Now you're bringing that up? Some friend you are, Sheck.
Let's let Spaghetti off the hook and get to our last batch of technical awards. Best uniform matchup in pro football this year. I always said it was Chiefs at Raiders. Big upset. It was an ugly game, but Steelers at Raiders takes the prize. Glorious stuff there. Worst food to eat after brushing your teeth. I had to dig deep because there are a lot of good ones, but it's Thousand Island dressing, which, to be fair, I hate Thousand Island.
Who eats Thousand Island dressing?
It's gross, period, yeah. But it's especially bad there. Most overused remark by an announcer, he would have taken that one to the house. I'll explain that one a little bit. Matt Money Smith, obviously, up in the booth with our pal Daniel Jeremiah calling the Chargers games and sounding positively transcendent together and individually, and I'm sure you guys don't use that phrase.
Once a game.
Do you really?
No.
Let me tell you, well, if you did, then that one is really. Now, pay attention to this going forward, football fans. Every time the ball ever hits a guy in the hands, especially if he's a defender, if he is a defensive player and the ball touches him on the hands, anywhere on the field, no matter what the circumstance, he always, he wants that one back because he would have taken that one to the house. Oh, he wishes he could have that one back because he had nothing but green in front of him. Oh, if he would have caught that one, he'd still be running. Not every time. Not sometimes every they would have gotten tackled. They would have caught it, and then they would have gotten tackled, and that would have been the end of the play.
I probably said – I don't think I've ever said taking it to the house, but I do know for – gosh, memory serves correct. I know at least twice I did say something to that effect because, you know, if you're a defender and you're breaking ahead of a receiver, you now have that momentum, and you can see from your bird's eye view when you're calling a game that there are no defenders within 20 yards, and it's like, okay.
If you can see that, but at least
give
me a little speculative.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
he might have gone. He might have gone if he caught that. But the pronouncement that he would have.
Right.
It chides me. I don't like that. All right.
Behind that.
Best retired football playing guest. Oh, we're into the – this is when it takes the turn when you're watching the Oscars. We're getting the best actor, best actor. Oh, geez. Okay, let's get to it. Best retired football playing guest.
The nominees for the best retired football playing guest are Maurice Jones-Drew.
My initial thing was, I'm going to go to her best friend, right? But the best friend was already taken. So guess where I went?
Where'd you go?
To the older sister. And that's business, my friend.
Willie McGinnis.
I'm telling you what the numbers say, friend.
Numbers don't win games. Players do. Stick to the players. You want to blitz them, you blitz them.
David Carr.
But I was the worst because you get street football, you're just playing. It's just street football. It's what you call it. And I would get out there and I'd try and make audibles.
Reggie Wayne.
Nah, you built a monster, man. You built a monster and you paid him a lot of money.
Carson Palmer.
You are too. I like the beard. That's a good looking beard.
You could get
solid beard.
No one's.
Mine comes in like orange and red, and my buddies make fun of me and call me a redhead, which there's nothing wrong with, but I get made fun of. That's not a beard you can make fun of.
Franco Harris.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Cliff Averill.
Promise. No way.
I was about to say Mike Robb.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not. Mike Robb was one of the hardest people to bring down. As a quarterback, running back, whatever, he was a beast in college.
Matt Money Smith, I found that positively remarkable. Cliff Averill, late of Purdue, and A.J. Hawk from Ohio State, both with long tenures in pro football, a lot of great matchups, playoffs and otherwise against high-end quarterbacks. I said, who's the hardest guy you ever had to tackle? They both said Michael Robinson. Isn't
crazy,
that
right?
Something?
I mean, I guess it's not crazy. If you remember him at Penn State, he was a low.
He was, but it still is remarkable that they
of all the guys.
That he I love that. But with that being said, the best retired football playing guest of 2018 – boy, this is a tough one. And by the way, I don't know why David Carr was still in there, given that he refused to apologize for his younger brother Derek's senseless victory over the Steelers. He refused to apologize for his brother. I think that's his responsibility. So he should.
So he's out.
He shouldn't even have been listed here. It's a really tough one. But it says right here, it's Maurice Jones-Drew.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Willie McGinnis. The reason that it was what he did at Pyoff, the way he came in and tried to be the heavy, he tried to be the mountain for Deeker Cerse.
And it worked.
And intimidate me into choosing her.
And it worked.
And it worked, and I resent him for that. And Maurice and I sat on the carpet, and we stupidly flew around pro football, you know, and all that. And he did break some legitimate news.
I'll say, I think that's an upset.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who do you think should have gotten it?
Well, I mean, Carson Palmer's the, I think you could maybe put Carson in the same at least lane with David Carr as a very handsome man, mm-hmm. and for him to compliment you on your appearance, I thought for sure that would just sew it up.
I did deeply appreciate that, and you're right. I have described him before as the most quarterback-looking quarterback I've ever seen. I think just in the face. He
well, the
like
size, he's got the big hands.
Want, which
giant
exactly what you want. Like, yeah. He's handsome, but he's not pretty. You know,
right? Got a little ruggedly handsome.
That's exactly what we talked about that day. But Maurice, flying around on the carpet. And by the way, often showing up to our shoots earlier than I did, and I deducted points for that. And yet he still emerges victorious with.
Well, that's because that applies to everybody. Everybody shows up before you do.
That I don't need. Yet another attack by Matt Money Smith. It makes no sense. A couple more to get through here. One thing I always announce on the Shecky Awards is my New Year's resolution. I don't do it because I'm not as selfish as the rest of you are. I don't make a New Year's resolution for me. I make it.
I'm getting a little hungry, to be honest with you. I'm just kind of hoping something come on.
Well, we're going to have time for you to get a nosh. You can get a little something on your stomach.
Sometimes you get over there and the salad bar's picked over and the soup's gone.
But that's unlikely. I mean, it's not even 11:30 yet.
But it's possible. Is it possible?
I mean,
just saying. I'm
suppose
feeling
little, anything's possible. But
little, I mean, Henry left, so
I know that's why it's
you're almost
more
anyway.
More essential than
fine. You'll be good. That was a good Shecky's though.
They're not. I mean, you use the past tense in their current.
They well.
They're happening now.
Emma, Eddie, happy holidays.
Yeah,
everybody. Here. Thanks for having me, Shecky. I'm just going to grab.
Thanks.
I'm just hungry. I'm sorry.
I mean, priorities.
Okay. We'll see you.
Together. See you in 2019, pal. Better luck next year. Have fun at the Chargers playoff games. There he goes. Yeah. Everybody having a great time behind the glass there. Now, as I was saying. New Year's resolution for society is we must get rid of this scourge of I don't know who decided universally that the waiter customer relationship has to involve the nonsense like hey I think I'm gonna have the shrimp. Perfect. Why is that perfect? What's perfect about it? Just write it down. I don't want the perfect. I don't need the declarations. But much worse is when I'm eating my shrimp or whatever else I've ordered, and the waiter has to stop by and say, "You still working on that?" And then you go like, "Yeah, I am." And then we all have to laugh, and there's nothing funny been said, and we all chuckle, and we all have to alter our personalities intrinsically. I don't understand what goes on either side, where it comes from, to what it's owed. It makes no sense. And then they wrap it up with the cherry on top of the meal is when they come around and ask you if dessert. You save room for dessert, and then sometimes the man in the mirror is the one saying back to them like, "I guess I can take a look," and then we all laugh about it, and it's the worst. We got to stop it. No more. It starts with me, and it starts with you. No more. You still working on that? You say back when the waiter says that to you, you say, "I'm still eating," and give them a hard look like that and intimidate them until they walk away. You know what I'm saying, Spaghetti?
I you're right, yeah. But it's like one of those social interactions you have to have and just
no,
suck it up.
No, that's wrong. MVP, do you understand?
You're I know
not
what you're
a
saying.
Robot.
No.
You're not some robot who has to do what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Be a better human.
I will. I'm not going to do that nonsense anymore.
Thank you. Now to best celebration in pro football this year.
The nominees for the best celebration are Bears Motown singing, Gerald Everett not high-fiving Dave, Tyreek Hill peace sign, Vikings do the limbo.
It would make me a bad sport if I didn't give it to myself and Gerald Everett. At the end of 54-51, he ran into the end zone. I didn't know he was running up behind me as I was taking a selfie. He ran up directly behind me, and I turned to high-five him, and he just left me hanging there. So it would be a bad sport if I didn't give it to him. And that is why it goes to Tyreek Hill giving the peace sign. Congratulations to the Cheetah. Two-time winner. That's one of our first ever two-time winners there. Are you upset about that MVP?
No, I think that's deserved. I mean, I don't know. I do like Gerald Everett quite a bit.
Yeah, so. Selfishly, as the person who took that video and has made you famous or infamous, I wish you that one, but it's fine.
That's right. It's grounding for society. See? Everybody gets humiliated, just not on the scale that you got humiliated, Dave. And that brings us to, well, before we get to the granddaddy of them all, Bass Fruit Money Left, by the way. You know what? Don't tell him. He was going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award, but now he doesn't get it. Now he doesn't. He was going to get it in spite of his temerity to sit in Studio 66. I was going to reward him, but now it goes to Will Brinson. How about that? What do we think about that? Maybe we send Will Brinson, too. He gets two. He gets a Lifetime Achievement Award that was supposed to be for money. Mm-hmm. We'll just scratch out money's name, and then we'll give him his one for 2017.
Perfect.
All right. Before we get to the granddaddy, best fruit, we have to give out worst fruit. And you know what? I had thought that we were going to retire the category and give it to the pomegranate after all. Who does the pomegranate think he is with that tough shell that's hard to crack? Then you do finally get it open, and then it's in this weird congealed kind of sponge thing, and then you have to dig the little seeds out, and they stain your clothes if you aren't careful, and they give you the chalky teeth, and they don't taste that good anyway. All that work for nothing. I don't care for them, but you know what? Bananas stink. And mangoes are mealy and gross, and I don't understand why everybody's eating those things up so much. And I don't get Matt Money Smith's love of the pear either. So your worst fruit goes to... It's still the pomegranate, but shame on the rest of you fruits out there, too. For stinking. Next year, that could be you. I don't think you want that. Now, let's put that ugliness behind us and get to... the granddaddy of all Shecky Awards, where it all began 23-ish years ago. Fruit of the Year!
The nominees for the best fruit are Watermelon, Honeycrisp Apple, Envy Apple, Pineapple, Avocado.
Oof. I'm nervous. I mean, you're not human if you're not nervous. MVP, where do you think this is going?
I'm shaking. This one is tough, especially when you had two different apples. I love Honeycrisp, but when you told me about pineapple, that really set something off for me, and I love pineapple. That's where I'm leaning this year.
Hmm. Okay. All right. There's MVP's wise words. Eddie Spaghetti, your thoughts?
Your taste in fruit stinks. I know I side with Money, and Money got scolded for it, but you don't like bananas. You don't like. I don't get that.
Oh wait, I just found this one.
Apples.
Worst EDFP producer.
You like
it's Eddie Spaghetti.
Money makes a fantastic point about that. Thanks for the applause. You go to a grocery store and you're getting bombarded by 40 different types of apples. There's a reason why there's that many. They're not good. I hope the winner is avocado. It's the most versatile fruit because you could do it dinner, lunch, or breakfast. So. There's my take.
I mean, the hypocrisy. You like beer, right?
I do.
So then do you like that they have thousands of different kinds of beer or no?
I mean, there's some I don't like,
though. Yeah, it's
apples, you need the aid of, like, a peanut butter or something like that to make them better. Like, it's just not a good standalone fruit.
Worst producer again. I mean, I don't even know how you can do that. Get it twice in 20 seconds, but you did. All right, I'm sorry. Cut that out of the show. Would you please, MVP? That was an unnecessary and unfortunate detour there. The best fruit for 2018. Here we go. Wow, it's a late write-in. It's not even listed. It's the coconut. You did it, coconut. Impossible. But true. I mean, listen, it's been a journey, 2018. And round about the end of summertime, Labor Day-ish, I had to take a tough stance, one of the harder things I've ever had to do in my career. I had to fire a warning shot to all fruit out there, and victimized was the white peach, because the white peach is a previous Shecky Award winner for Fruit of the Year, but it decided to rest on its laurels and get fat and happy instead of staying delicious. Like we wanted it to. So I took white peach out of the running before summertime was even over. And I was down in the dumps myself emotionally. I was at a crossroads. And then my girlfriend handed me a coconut. I said, I've never had a coconut. Well, I've had coconut cake. I've had coconut cream pie. I've had Mounds and Almond Joy countless times. But never an actual coconut until this day. And she had a straw protruding from it. And she said, just drink it. Just go ahead. Just drink that straw, man. Next stop, Cloud Nine. I haven't come down since. You've renewed my faith in fresh produce, coconut. And for that, you get the 2018 Shecky Award for Best Fruit. Whew, I didn't expect to get emotional about it, but you know what? It means a lot to me. Means a lot to me. All right. Excellent Shecky Awards, MVP. Tremendous job of producing as always.
Thank you, Eddie Spaghetti,
a little less so. We thank Kent Brown, Ryan Bartlett. Who else? I want to make sure I don't forget anybody. Ricky Hollywood. Who else?
We got Ty Giddens.
Oh, right. Editors. Ty cuts so much stuff for us. Mm-hmm. Everybody who works on all my junk each and every
Cam,
week
the
here.
Intern.
Cam the intern, yes, all the gay times once again in 2018. We look forward to coming back in 2019. Have a happy holidays. Hope you get to spend it with good people, family, friends, and otherwise. And on the other side of the new year, hopefully we'll be talking about a Steelers playoff spot. Either way, we'll be here to get you ready for the postseason. When's our next show, MVP? A few days away still?
Yeah,
back to our regular schedule. All right, back to that then. Until then. For MVP, Eddie Spaghetti, and everybody else. Ooh, Mark Brady, too. Shout out to him as well. It's truly been a thin slice of heaven.